This is Grow Great Daily Brief number 184 for Monday, April the 8th, 2019. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Empathy, the value of an historical perspective, but in real time. I remember sitting in college history class, the history of Western civilization, and I remember thinking about these ancient characters of the past. Here I am, surrounded by hundreds of my not-so-close college friends, sitting in a class that should be anything but boring. Why are so many college history professors boring? And I'm wondering, how many kids around the planet are being taught these same things? And how can history be somewhat united, well, more so than in real time, in judging why historical figures thought what they thought and did what they did? What I love about history is, well, history, but I also love how we approach it. Empathy is best summed up in one word, and that word is understanding. Empathy towards others means that we understand how they feel. We get it. The real-time approach to discernment is heavy on judgment, mostly, I think, because it's in real time. There's little or no distance between the action and our judgment of it. In short, we judge it based on the facts, assumptions, or opinions at hand. It's the context that's easily at our disposal. It's the present tense. The historical approach to discernment is fairly low in judgment, even in a liberally minded college campus or a history class, mostly because it's not in real time. There are often great distances between the action of our current judgment about whatever happened and what really did happen. In short, we judge it based on more facts, fewer assumptions, more open-minded opinions, because the context is filled with more information. Last Friday morning, during a conversation, I mentioned this difference. I'm not sure where it came from, but as they say, even a blind pig can find one every now and again. And what I found was a way to communicate the value and benefit of applying a different viewpoint when we look at others, particularly when we're drawn to make a judgment that is mostly critical, one where we're tempted to think, or maybe we even say it, I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't do it that way. History is history. It is what it is. There's no changing it. There's no going back to fix whatever happened. Well, unless you believe in things like the Outlander. This means that our investment in it is primarily based on the desire to just know, simply know and understand. We want to figure out what happened and why. Why did these people do what they did? What prompted them to make the choices that they made? History is largely based on answering those two questions. What happened? And why? What did they do? And why? In real time, we often feel no need to ask either one of those questions. I see what you did. I know what you did. I know why you did it. And I completely disagree with it. You're an idiot. In real time, we keep it really neat and tidy, just like that. And we also keep our dignity in knowing how much better we are, how much smarter we are, how much wiser we are. After all, we would have never done what we just saw you do. You're an idiot. Perspective matters. Claire and Jamie of Outlander fame, they prove a point. I mean, they find Jamie's aunt in America. She owns this plantation. She's come from Scotland back in the day, but now she's here in America, and she's assumed some American ways. That includes a plantation with over 150 slaves. Claire has traveled. She's traveled in time, back from the modern world. She's completely appalled at the mere notion of slavery. The aunt names Jamie the overseer of the estate. She's decided she's going to bestow all of this on him. And she's old. But Claire's just not able to resolve the fact that here we are in 1800s in America, and there's places just like this plantation where slavery is very real. She's come from the future. She has a context that is not congruent with the time in which she now finds herself. And at Claire's urging, Jamie refuses to make this life with her running the plantation. Never mind that the aunt was a fair person. Never mind treating the slaves more favorably than her contemporaries around her. Never mind that Claire and Jamie may have been able to provide an even fairer situation for the slaves of the plantation. Perhaps one day freedom wasn't even probable at this particular time. Claire's knowledge and experience of the future disabled her to make what could have been a wiser decision. She had come from the future where it was so despicable, rightly so. She just couldn't get past that. It would have certainly made her life with her husband far easier to have been plantation owners, all proving the point that our context and the context of what we seek to understand, it matters. Claire believed slavery to be wrong, and perhaps in real time, her judgment couldn't be helped. The rest of society mostly accepted slavery in the 1800s as a way of life, even the people who disagreed with it. The founding fathers of our country, they are not judged based on the real-time scrutiny. Do we make allowances for them? Of course we do. Should we? Of course we should. I've got 5 grandkids, ranging in age from 3 to almost 12. Do I make allowances for the 3-year-old that I won't give to the almost 12-year-old? You bet. You bet, all the time. And I must. I should. They're at different spots on the timeline of life. One knows infinitely more than the other. One is more mature than the other. One has the emotional tools of a person 4 times the age of the other. These are major differences. And so it goes with an historical perspective. However, what about understanding? That's at the heart of empathy. How can this factor into helping us increase our empathy and leverage it in our leadership? 2 words. I'll give you 2 words. One's a verb, one's a noun. Seek curiosity. The verb, seek. The noun, curiosity. Put them together in a 2-word sentence, if you please. Seek curiosity. Split them apart. Seek understanding. Seek understanding. Be curious enough to seek understanding. You know, the thing about the historical perspective is that the further away we are from the event and the people involved, the less judgment we tend to make about it. The more we lean into trying to figure out why did they do what they did, we simply seek to understand because we're curious. Various things might fuel the curiosity, but the value is high. We're seeking understanding so we can learn something about them, something maybe about ourselves. I'm not sure the motive behind the understanding is nearly as critical as the act of trying to understand. Trumped only, of course, by the success to understand. Can we employ an historical perspective even when there's very little time distance, meaning there really isn't that much history time-wise? If the event just happened, can we approach it as though it happened 100 years ago? Well, of course we can. We're humans. We have this incredible capacity to project ourselves into situations and circumstances that we've never been in before. Our imaginations can serve us if we will just exercise them more and more toward helping us understand. Our biases destroy our ability. We all have bigotry about something or about somebody, blind spots caused by our opinions and our assumptions and our viewpoints and what we believe to be true. Well, those fade. They fade as we look at things beyond the context of the present. That's why we are able to read and study and learn from our founding fathers without judging them too harshly, even if they were slave owners. It certainly is not because we are willing to believe slavery is right, or that it was even right at the time. We're just able to view the people and the events in the time, considering the circumstances of their lives, not ours. And that's the key to understanding. Stop considering the context of your life. Instead, consider the context of the lives of the people that you are trying to understand. Is this easy? Not in real time, it's not. Engage your imagination, tack 100 years onto it, and then give it a try. Remove yourself from the process. Stop being self-centered. It's hampering your ability, serving nobody. Consider the context of their life, not yours. That's the value of the historical approach. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Let's make this a great week. I'll see you tomorrow.